Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is What's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 13th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and looks like it might be a little cloudy out there. Ain't got to go outside yet today. Been up since 3 o'clock, but ain't got to look out the damn window yet. Been dealing with things. All right, let's see what we're going to get into. A decade after the recession, 40% of U.S. families still struggling, and we'll get into that when we return.
Nurses all got around. They gazed at a white wonder at the joy they had found. Head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. A decade after the recession, 40% of U.S. families still struggling. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And I grabbed this article. If you people that follow the comment section on From the Trenches know that I've had a little conversation with a fellow named Bud Fox. I have him in pending for a reason. Now, they'll both put somebody in, they'll leave him for a special occasion. A deep plan, and he came on, and I mean, a defeatism? That ain't even the word. I was just going to just go ahead and just toss him out. But I wanted to make sure that I made a point before I left it standing the way it was. And the point I made in my last comment was that you don't see, he tried to act like, well, there's just nobody out there. They've already got us. We're whipped. We ain't fired a fucking shot. Give me the gun. We might as well run. Well, fuck you, Bud Fox. You can run. But you'll be one of the lonely fuckers out there running. Because there is a plenty of people ready to fight these motherfuckers. Plenty. More than enough. And they know it. And it's showing by their current actions that they are taking. I told you that there's, you know, they don't go out to these fucking marches down to Salem and go stand on their Second Amendment, yelling Second Amendment with their fucking retarded fucking Trump-tard hats on. They just don't do it. But they have armed themselves as poor as they are. You think about that. I mean, and this is a true story. I mean, this decade after recession, 40% of U.S. families still struggling. It's a fact. But every goddamn one of them's got a gun. They've got them a rifle, a shotgun. And a pistol and a ton of fucking ammunition, every fucking one of them. As poor as they are, they just don't have time to go out and make a show of it. And even if you try to speak out, you get what you get here at the trenches. you get more money spent on fucking censoring your ass than the site has made since its fucking inception. There's a go ahead.
All you got to do is just talk to them. Yeah, they're pissed off, man. I talk to them all the time, too. So, they're pissed.
Hell yeah, they're pissed. That's why I say this guy, you know, I'm waiting on his next response, and he probably won't show up again because I'm just going to fucking nix him. Anyone that tries to, you know, make it to that point. What the fuck are you talking about, buddy? I mean, goddamn, the gun sales in this fucking country, and those people didn't buy those fucking expensive fucking guns to sell them or to turn them over to the government through a buyback program for a fucking one-tenth of their value. And like I told him, they're not giving up the clips, and they're not giving up the guns in the East, in New York and New Jersey. They just say no. And it's getting ready to get ugly. You'll see why. They're on the ropes. They're scared shitless. That's why you're seeing this shit with Iran. They got to move quick. You see Obama, he went and raided. He went, no way that son of a bitch was going to get reelected. So he went and raided Libya. I mean, he went in and destroyed Libya and turned an oil field over, and the back deals were made, and he did a real good job. Well, it ain't going to work this fucking time. And defeatism, you fucking phony son of a bitch. How dumb do you think people are? Anyway, this here we go. 4 in 10 Americans sometimes face with what economics call material hardship, struggling to pay for basic needs such as food and housing. According to a new study from the Urban Institute, even middle-class families routinely struggle financially and are occasionally unable to pay their bills. This is what I've been saying. How is it that these fucking good old boys, ones in the red hats, they can travel from state to state. They can travel clear across the fucking country to be there to go, yeah, Trump. Yeah, this is our Second Amendment. Trump, yeah, bullshit. You think we're stupid.
It's that goddamn interest rate. I mean, there's that fucking interest rate on all the credit, man, that no one can afford it. It's like perpetual debt.
But that they have taken, like I said they would take. You know, he threw out a fucking some little tiny fucking scraps from the table as he gave $3.2 trillion to the sons of bitches that bankrupted this country in 2008. I bet you Bud Fox ain't listening to this broadcast. Are you there, Bud? Didn't think so. But this is what I'm saying. The reason the only ones that can afford to go out and go down the steps of Salem and say, we're gonna resist attacks to our Second Amendment. We're gonna resist and we're not gonna comply. Are people with fucking money. People don't have to work 6 and 7 fucking days a week just to keep a fucking roof over their head and food in their bellies. But they do have their guns. Make no fucking mistake about it. And when all they're waiting for is the chance to do it. They're waiting for that spark. And when it happens, it will go across this country like a fucking fire NATO. And see, these son of a bitches, they're getting desperate. If you look at what they're doing, man, I was kind of surprised when I woke up. Warships moving over there to Iran. The shit with China, I heard one of the announcers saying, yeah, tariffs or these trade wars are usually, you know, they can start real wars. Oh, yeah, I bet you every time the American people have gotten to the point where they were fed up with this fucking communist shit, they have started a war. Go ahead and start one. Maybe you can use that 100 million fucking foreigners that you brought in here to fight it, because we ain't going to fight it. And while they're off gone, we're going to take care of your fucking asses. Corporation, get ready for it. The finding is striking, given the U.S. has experienced a decade of economic growth in the decade since the recession ended. They fucking have made record profits, the fucking corporations have, not the people. When they talk about the U.S. economy, they're not talking about you and me. When are you subjects going to get that through your fucking heads? Bud Fox, the unemployment rate is at its lowest in half a century, and the stock market has enjoyed a decade-long bull run. Yeah, the rich, they fucking got rich. They made record profits after we paid off after we borrowed money from them in the names of our great-grandchildren to pay off their fucking fraud, And then they turn around and say that we owe them that money that we borrowed in our kids' name from them to pay off that fraud to them with interest. This is like a 7-year-old at a carnival, a carny just fucking having his way with you. Are you that stupid, really? The unemployment rate is at its lowest in half a century. Bullshit. It's because they're not counting the American National Debt that they think that they have swept under the carpet. But all of those are these working people up here that we're talking about that don't have fucking 5 minutes in their day because they're working and eating and sleeping and working. But they got their fucking guns and they got their fucking ammo and they're ready to fucking take care of this shit. They're ready to take, they're ready to pay you back for what you've done to them, you motherfuckers. Now let's look and see. I don't want to spend too much on that. I just wanted to bring that up for Bud Fox. Okay, now here, let's hear that. You pay attention here. Iran may attack Israel if U.S. standoff escalates, Israeli minister. This is from Middle East Monitor, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now they're trying to act like there's some kind of thing between the United States. It's between Israel. Israel is the fucking instigator, and you can see it in these fucking articles. Who is that goddamn Bolton? That fucking, he is another one serving in the cabinet. He's serving in the cabinet. He holds two fucking passports, and he is an Israeli American. He has never given up his Israeli citizenship. He is an Israeli fucking agent, an unregistered agent serving in the fucking what is supposed to be the cabinet of the United States government, which it is not. It is the United States Corporation. This is all a corporate fucking swindle. This is all corporate fucking bullshit. The people have figured out what the corporation is and what it has done to them. And they're going to, and you know the same thing with the tariffs on China. See, they're pushing them. When they get desperate, they know what will happen if we break loose on them. We will hang and we'll do everything we've said we would do. We will fucking hang their asses. They will be tried and hung, and we will go internationally and make them turn the motherfuckers over that ran. And they're giving the fucking wealth back. They know that. They're scared shitless. They're shitting their pants right now. But every time the American people have reached a point where they understand what's going on, that was quite an achievement without the fucking internet. It's led to a World War One, a World War Two. You know, a good war, man. That's the ultimate distraction for the people. We're not going to be a part of your war. Hey, Trumpy, you better get your fucking flight suit on, buddy. You better get your jump gear on, man, and get ready to go over there and jump out of an airplane and go do your own fucking fighting because the American Nationals aren't going to do it for you. You have nobody behind you. You have about 12% of the fucking population. If all those old fucks and their buddies in those fucking Trump-tard red hats want to go over there and do it, get gone. We ain't doing it. Try and force us, man, because that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting for somebody to try to fucking force us to do anything. An Israeli cabinet minister warned on Sunday of possible direct or proxy Iran attacks on Israel. They're going to attack Israel because of this beef, some beef that the United States has with them. It's a United States thing, and Israel's just, they're just caught in the middle. Just like they were caught in the middle there in Syria when they were taking the ISIS fighters that were wounded over to Israel and fucking giving them medical attention, you know, taking care and getting them well again so they could go back on the line. Not one fucking Israeli attack on Israel, but man, just everywhere else by that ISIS. Man, isn't that weird? Being that the whole idea is that they hate fucking Israel. No, they don't hate Israel. Israel pays their fucking paycheck. They're Blackwater fucking International. Should the standoff between Tehran and Washington, what standoff between Tehran and Washington? The only standoff that exists because of fucking Israel. Because of their fucking aggressive fucking action to foster their fucking Zionist empire in the East, which will be the empire of the world if they had their way. But they're not gonna have their way because people figured that, and that's why they're moving so fast on this. You know, they tried that just last week, what were we talking about? Oh, they're going to get us, man, arresting people for anti-Semitism will be fucking coupled with Zionism, anti-Zionism. And then they thought they threw it out there, and they thought they were going to put it in the scare, you know, oh, shit, they're going to, we have to quit talking. Everybody said, fuck you, Israel. We're going to talk about you fucking more, you fucking kike bastards, you fucking international misery-making motherfuckers. We're talking about destroying you, not Iran. The United States has increased economic and military pressure on Iran for Israel, for our masters over there, for the control, those who have the controlling interest in the United States Corporation, that is a fraudulent fucking institution that cannot exist, that it exists in direct defiance of the authority of the people of the United, literally United, big ass states of these Americas, and our Bill of Rights. With President Donald Trump on Thursday urging its leaders to talk to him about giving up their nuclear program and saying he could not rule out armed confrontation. And on down here, I could smell some fucking depleted uranium. I mean, some yellow cake uranium coming, can't you? Can't you smell yellow cake uranium in the fucking air? So that those fucking dirty kite bastards, they think they're going to... Are you red hats? Get ready to send your children over there. Our children ain't gone. You send your red hat children over there, Trump tards. Send them into the meat grinder for your fucking masters in Israel. And that's what goes for all you fucking Judeo-Christian sons of bitches, too. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, which supports Trump's... Which supports Trump. I love the way they put this. It's like they're trying to, hey, watch a Jew. You know, they do something, turn around, no, that's doing, being done by that guy over there. It's them being done to us, not to them. And, you know, the fucking twisted ass liars. Support Trump's hard attack against, its arch foe has largely been reticent about this, spiraling tensions. Oh, fucking, did you create it? See, they create all this fucking shit. No, that's, goddamn, I'm sure hoping American, Iran don't go to war over fucking Israel, you know, right here on our doorsteps, because that's Israel. They got fucking atomic bombs. Would you want to live next to those motherfuckers if you didn't have something to defend yourself from them with? Just like in the United States here. They want our goddamn guns. Why? So we'd be defenseless against the dirty kike bastards. That's why. Hard tack against, huh? Their arch foe. It's their arch foe, but somehow it ended up that this is a fucking American's business over there across the ocean once again. You know, over there, not fucking here by any means, but over there for fucking the international corporate elite. They want to see some fucking goyim die. That's what this is about. And when the goyim dies, it's what's worked for them. World War I worked for them. World War II worked for them. Fucking the people were ready to fucking rise up because they, I mean, fucking see the communism coming in. They see their fucking rights being taken away from them.
We got two carriers over there right now, Henry, for crying out loud.
They're flying B-1 bombers over fucking Iran, too. Wait, let me just keep firing away at this because this next article just, I mean, I've got to remember what was in this one. Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's government, which supports Trump's hard attack against its fucking arch foe. Not mine, not yours, not the American nationals, the American corporation and the fucking controlling master Netanyahu. The fucking King Netanyahu's enemies, not mine. Parting with the silence. I love the way they put this. This is almost like George Washington fucking turning down being king. Parting with the silence, Israeli Energy Minister Yaval Steinmetz said that in the Gulf, things are heating up. If there's some sort of conflagration between Iran and the United States, it's going to be between Iran and the United States, and Israel's just going to stay back and protect itself while your Trump tards, while your fucking kids go out there and get their fucking arms blowed off, their legs blowed off, killed, fucking butchered. And they're going to sit back and go, well, that's a war between the United States and Iran. We sure back you. We're cheering you on to kill our enemy. We told you what this was going to be. Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and Turkey. Go ahead.
Well, each carrier's got 15 other ships along with it and two submarines. So that means...
It's two carrier
like
groups.
45 vessels. You know, it's ridiculous.
They know that the world has figured out the fucking Jews. And then, and over in Britain, man, I mean, they have a fucking straight up anti-Jew. Everybody's figured out who done it to them and why it was done. and who thinks they're going to take their fucking shit from them. Everybody's figured it out. So we time for another world war. Kill all the fighting age men. We'll kill billions. They have to. They'll start doing some nuking, man. Get to make until we get this situation back under control, because these motherfucking Americans, they're ready to fucking take it to us, and they got the means to do it.
Yeah, there. It's not just. I mean, it's not just the B-1 and the carriers. I mean, it's hundreds and thousands of troops. That
oh yeah,
we're talking about
10,000 troops.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got 10,000 troops. Then they got two carrier groups, 10,000 troops, and B-1 bombers flying over fucking Iran right now. And they're fucking with China at the same time. And not to mention the Soviet Union. I mean, I kind of call Freudian slip there. Russia is going to back fucking Iran. They need a fucking world war. The people of the world. I mean, it's not just us here. I mean, as far as Mr. Bud Fox. The people of the fucking world are fed up with this shit. They're fed up with a handful of fucking misery makers, Zionist pigs, fucking making their lives miserable. They're ready to take, I gotta believe every fucking people around the world are ready to take out the fucking corporation that has fucking made them fucking slaves and treating them like dog shit. So we gotta have a world war so that we can go out and go kill each other instead of killing them.
Okay, so that also means that there's going to be a, you know, you're going to have a, you know, there's going to be a, what do you call it? I'm going to address, you're going to have a loss of meat, bacon, chicken. It's all going to go to the troops, man. The stores are going to start emptying out. We're not going to, and the prices are going to go up now.
Oh, well, of course they are, just with these tariffs. You know, they're talking, Trump, just before I came upstairs, was talking about the tariffs against China. And it's going to hurt the farmers, you know, the special fucking people. When fucking all the Americans in 2008, when the fucking, you know, 100 million Americans lost every goddamn thing they had, nobody really, they kind of just swept it under the rug. But the farmers, see, the farmers are looking at losing $15 billion. Because that's the most they've ever made in a year fucking selling to China. So he's just gonna hand $15 billion over to the farmers. You know, the people that own millions and billions of dollars worth of fucking equipment and land. He's just gonna hand them so they don't lose nothing, you see. But the fucking, at the same time, we gotta get rid of that fucking welfare. Maybe call it workfare. Maybe we could go make all those welfare people work on those corporate fucking farms. And give them the $15 billion. This is fucking ain't rocket science, people. This is blatant on its face. And he, look at that son of a bitch's face and tell me he don't know exactly what he's fucking doing. Look at all their faces. They're looking out of the corner of their eyes and shit. Have we gone so far with the fucking shoving Israel down people's throats to the point they've coughed it up and they ain't going to listen to us no fucking more? They are worried. I'll tell you what, they can't have a world war if the people refuse to fight it.
Feeding the corporation, Henry. That's all we're fucking doing, man. You go to war like this,
it just feeds
the corporation.
He just named the ex-head of Boeing a part of the industrial war complex as his fucking military secretary, right? See what they're getting ready to do, people? They're getting this as Iraq, too. You know, I got to get on because we want to hear the rest of this, guys. If there is some conflagration between the United States and Iran, between Iran and its neighbors, I'm not ruling out that we'll activate Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad from Gaza, or even that they will try to fire missiles from Iran at the State of Israel. It's because they know, it's just like when Obama with the love missiles, why didn't he launch them? Because he knew Syria was going to launch. We weren't going to launch at those ships. He was going to launch at the ones who ordered it. Just like we tell you, shoot the suit. They were going to shoot at the head. Of course they're going to shoot at fucking Israel. You're behind it. You're the master. You're the master of the puppet. And they know it. And that would be the sensible thing to do. Steinmetz, a member of Netanyahu's security cabinet, told Israel's Yenet TV, Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad are Iranian-sponsored guerrilla groups, if you fucking say so. All you gotta do is just say something and then our people get killed, and you said, oh, wait, there's gotta be some yellow cake uranium. We gotta find it here, people. Guerrilla groups of Israel borders, the former active in Syria as well as Lebanon. What? There they are. And there we've got Syria, Lebanon. We ain't got Jordan yet, but once they start pounding the shit out of people and Jordan starts getting its ass squished because it's sitting right in the middle, it'll be Jordan and later in the Palestinian territories. The Israeli military declined to comment when asked if it was making any preparations for possible threats linked to the U.S.-Iran. See, one U.S.-Iran. No, this ain't a U.S.-Iran thing. This is a fucking Jew-Iran. And that goddamn son of a bitch, Donald Trump, is a fucking the Jew fucking boy over there, ain't he? He talked about how easy he could be elected in Israel. He's fucking declared by fucking international fucking, I don't know, world dictator fucking proclamation that the Golan Heights belong to Israel and all this fucking, and the settlements and shit moving them into these occupied territories. Fucking, I mean, this is pushing people. Fuck you, we're going to take what we want. Dare to pick up a gun, and we'll send our attack dog, the United States, to deal with you. And they've been, I mean, the Saudis that they conducted over Syria over the years that we've fucking, I mean, like two or three times, they're bombing the hell out of Syria in violation of that's fucking war. But dare to fire back. Oh, poor Israel's been attacked, and they weren't doing nothing except bombing fucking schools and fucking killing fucking Palestinians down in the Gaza. They ain't done the thing. They're just fine people. I love this, the way they turn around Iran-U.S. standoff, because you ain't got no fucking balls and you ain't got no fucking spines, you kike bastards. These fucking red-headed retarded son of a bitches over here with the red hats on, they can send their fucking kids if they want. Our kids ain't coming. In fact, none of us are coming. If we go after anybody, it's going to be the motherfuckers, that United States corporation that the fucking Israelis own controlling interest in, that is a fucking fraud, that is a fucking affront to our authority as the people of this fucking country. Israel has traded blows with Iran forces in Syria, as well as with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Palestinian militants. Oh, yeah. I love the way they put it. They had an article. They talked about them shooting when they did that last bombing thing, killing pregnant women and fucking little children. And killed one of them, shot a mother with her baby. Ooh, diaper shot. We like those, don't we? But it has not fought an open war with Iran, a country on the other side of the Middle East. No, it's all about conquest. Well, we're going to have a break, and then we'll jump into the next one, see if we can find some yellow cake uranium. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, broadsword swing, shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight glare.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambeth. You see, this next one here, Bolton is spinning Israeli intelligence in quotation marks to push for war against Iran. Now, who's Bolton? You know Michael Bolton, John Bolton? You know that Israeli American that holds two passports, that is the fucking guy calling the fucking shots for this war for Israel, that your fucking children. You see, they talk about the might of America, and that's what they've been pushing people around. That's what they've been slaughtering people, and they've been taking their resources for the fucking Zionist masters. The might of America. I'll tell you what the might of America is. It's the fucking people. And we don't have to come to you for a gun. We got our own fucking guns. And we will fight. Oh, you're gonna fight the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. You dirty, rotten son of a bitch. But you know, it was Israel. This thing between the United States is really heating up between the United States and Iran, because you're supposed to go over there and do their fucking and conquer for them. Because you're supposed to send the might to the people. The fucking Americans, the fucking big bald Americans over there to fucking beat the fucking other, people of the Middle East down and take their fucking countries and hand it over to your fucking masters. Now here's the rest of it. John Bolton has gotten away with a dangerous deception. The National Security Advisor announced Sunday that the Pentagon has deployed air and naval forces to the Middle East, which he combined with a threat to Iran. Points to a new maneuver. Well, were you threatening as an Israeli there, John Bolton, or were you threatening as an American because you carry both fucking passports in your pocket, buddy? Oh no, it's a thing between American and Iran. The Americans need to come fight. They've never fought Iran. Them fucking Persians wipe their ass out, and they know it. And we're not going to come fight them for you. So you better get, hey, Mike, John Bolton, you better get your jumpsuit on, buddy. You better get your gun loaded. You better get your knife sharpened. You better get ready to go do your own fucking fighting, because we ain't doing it for you, prick. We're not your fucking subjects, and we will not be ordered to fucking kill other people for the fucking Zion Empire. The National Security Advisor's announcement Sunday that the Pentagon has deployed air and naval forces to the Middle East, and fucking they got troops, like Mark said, which he combined with a threat to Iran, points to a new maneuver to prepare the ground for an incident. Listen to this. Prepare the ground. I mean, like when you attack the fucking Liberty? Are you going to attack one of them ships over there with your fucking Israeli planes and bomb it and say that, oh, Iran did that? You guys need to go get Iran. Ain't going to work this time. The ground, an incident that could justify a retaliatory attack against Iran. And then see, just like in Iraq, when they were attacked by the Americans, they fucking started attacking the real source. They went for the head of the snake, which is fucking Israel. And that's why they're telling y'all this. You'd expect them to bomb us. We're just innocent sitting here. But just because of the Americans, because we like the Americans and they're our friends and we try to help them out, they're going to try and get us.
Iran hasn't done shit. You know, they haven't done shit. You know, that goddamn Trump is...
They ain't bothered nobody.
Netanyahu's...
Yeah, actually, they did do. They did
do
something, Mark. In the 70s, they fucking nationalized their oil and took it away from the oil companies, just like fucking Argentina just did. That's why they got to be attacked. That's why they got to be attacked. Bolton presented his threat and the deployment of a response to alleged intelligence about a possible Iran attack on U.S. targets in the Middle East. Ready for a false flag, people? Ready for another liberty attack? But what has emerged indicates that the alleged intelligence does not actually reflect any dramatic new information or analysis from the U.S. intelligence community. Instead, it has all the hallmarks of a highly political case concocted by Bolton. No! Further underscoring the deceptive character of Bolton's maneuver is evidence that, hey, guess who fucking got that shit going, was one of the liars on the yellow cake uranium to bomb the people of Iraq, to commit genocide on the people of Iraq. That was old Bolton! Bolton's maneuver is evidence that senior Israeli national security officials played a key role in creating the alleged... Israeli national security officials played a key role in creating the alleged intelligence rationale for the case. Are they going to bring some yellow uranium with them yet? The new initiative follows an audacious ruse carried out last fall by Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, detailed in Truth Dig in February, to cast the firing of a few mortar rounds in the vicinity of the U.S. embassy and the consulate in Iraq as evidence of an effort by Tehran to harm U.S. diplomats. Bolton exploited that opportunity to press Pentagon officials to provide retaliatory military options, which they did reluctantly. Bolton and Pompeo thus established a policy that the Trump administration would hold Iran responsible for any incident involving forces supported by Iran. Hoover did that. That's Iran. I mean, fucking who's over there? Who's the other? Where's the other side of the story here, people, that could be portrayed as an attack on either United States personnel or interests? That would be corporate interest, because that's the only people that have any interest over there United States Corporation, which is controlled by the fucking Israelis, by the fucking Zionists. Bolton's one-paragraph statement on Sunday considerably broadened the policy. It repeated the previously stated principle that the United States will respond to any alleged, listen to this, people, any alleged attack. Maybe that'd be something like somebody alleging that there's some yellow cake uranium, rather by Iran forces or by what the administration calls proxy forces. But it added yet another. Would that be like the ISIS that we fucking your proxy forces, Israel, United States of Israel? But it added yet another major point to Trump administration policy, a clear and unmistakable message to the Iranian regime that any attack on United States interests or on those of our allies will be met with unrelenting force, emphasis added. That means fucking conquest. That means doing what they did to fucking Iraq. And there's Russians to consider. And they is poking at China. They've lost fucking control, people. They couldn't sell it. They couldn't scare us. They couldn't tell us, we'll put you in 10 years in jail if you say Zionism. Zionism, fuck you, was the what came back. The people in fucking Britain are fucking rising up in anti-Semitism. The people in France are calling anti-Semitism and fucking calling out the goddamn Masonic lodges where this shit's been run since its inception. The language represents an obvious move by Bolton to create potential options for U.S. retaliation against Iran for a real or alleged attack by proxy forces or Israel or Saudi forces or interests, such a commitment to go to war with Iran over incidents related to Israel or Saudi. See, related to Israel or Saudi Arabia. What's that? No, this is American. This is American and Iran show off kind of thing. And they're threatening the Americans. That's what it's about. So all you Americans, you get out there and you enlist and you get ready to go over there and kill all them Iranians. And get ready to kill the Jordanians, and they might as well get the Lebanese and the Syrians, and go ahead and get Turkey, and then they'd have their fucking Middle East empire, wouldn't they? Saudi conflict should be the subject of a major debate in the press and Congress. No, thus far, it has somehow escaped, because it is orchestrated. There's no debate. Like I said, where's the other side of the story there? Where's the other side? There's two sides to every story. Isn't that what we were taught? Significantly, on a flight to Finland on Sunday, Pompeo repeated the threat he made last September to respond to any attack by proxy forces. And boy, that's an open fucking subject. State. What's a proxy force? Define that for me, Mr. Pompeo. I'm sure you're a fucking lawyer, or an attorney, rather. You're no lawyer, you're an attorney. Can you define that proxy forces for me? Can you identify exactly, like that yellow cake uranium? Can you show me some? On U.S. interest, he made no reference to the possible attacks against allies. Bolton and his staff claimed to the news media that what he characterizes as, quote, troubling and escalatory indications and warnings are based on intelligence. Media reports about Bolton's claim suggest, however, that his dramatic warning is not based on either U.S. intelligence reporting or analysis. You were given those warnings back there when we attacked Iraq unjustly, when we committed genocide on it. Not we, when the United States Corporation committed genocide on the Iraqi people. You were doing that then, weren't you, Bolton? That was your fucking job, you fucking Israeli, you fucking kike son of a bitch. May you be buried face down in pig shit. Citing U.S. officials, the Wall Street Journal reported Monday that the alleged intelligence showed that Iran drew up plans to target U.S. forces in Iraq and possibly Syria. Everybody but them goddamn Israelis that are so frightened of them. But there's no mention of Israel there. To orchestrate attacks in the Bab el Manit Mandeb Strait near Yemen, through proxies and in the Persian Gulf with its own armed drones. But in the very next paragraph, the report quotes an official saying it's unclear whether the new intelligence indicate operations Tehran planned to carry out immediately or contingency preparations in case U.S.-Iran tensions erupted into hostilities. And they see fucking, no, it's Israel. A Defense Department source said, this is why we need Israel, to kill our people and eat out our fucking substance. That's why they're so important to us. A Defense Department source said the intelligence showed, quote, a change in behavior that could be interpreted to foreshadow an attack on an American forces or interests, according to the New York Times. Do you have any interest over there in Iran? Because I sure as fuck don't. Who has interests over there? Oh, the corporations. Oh, the multi-corporations that incorporated under the United States Corporation. Huh. Time's story on the matter, but the source didn't actually say that any emerging intelligence had led to such a conclusion, or even that the United States Intelligence Office official had come to any conclusion. The timing of the alleged new intelligence also suggests that Bolton's claim is false. As recently as last week, there were no obvious signs of a new threat, the Wall Street Journal reported. The New York Times similarly reported that several defense officials said as recently as last Friday, they have had not seen, seen reason to change the American military posture in the region. I do. I see. It's right. It's coming because they couldn't fucking scare us into fucking, oh, don't say nothing about the kikes. Oh, just let go and let them run things. Do whatever they say. Don't say kike. Don't be anti-Semitic. Don't be anti-Zionist, which is a political system. Just like communism. Don't you dare. You will be punished. Normally, it would require intelligence from either a highly credible source within the Iranian government or an intercept of a sensitive communication from Iran to justify this kind of accusation. But no news outlet has brought word that any such spectacular new intelligence has found its way to the White House or the Pentagon. The journal's report revealed, moreover, that Bolton has only a, quote, fresh intelligence assessment rather than any new intelligence report. That assessment is clearly not a product of the intelligence community, which would have taken at least several days to arrive at such a fundamental reinterpretation of Iran's intentions. The mysterious new assessment, oh, I bet it's yellow cake uranium, was eventually unknown outside Bolton's office before Bolton swung into action last week. We know now, in fact, that the sources behind Bolton's claim were Israel's national security advisor. But this is between the United States. This is a conflict between the United States and Iran. We're going to keep our people. Our people aren't going to be our people. Our cowards. They're going to hide in holes and stuff. While your fucking kids get ground in the grinder, people.
Bolton doesn't know what to say because he has nothing to say. The son of a bitch is a fucking puppet, and he's taking orders from Netanyahu.
He's not a puppet. He's one of them. He's one of the boys. He's one of them that came up with the yellow cake uranium last time. Axis published a report Monday by leading Israeli journalist Barak Ravid, who covers national security for Israel's Channel 13, revealing a delegation of senior Israeli officials had given Bolton, quote, information about possible Iranian plots against the United States or its allies in the Gulf 2 weeks earlier. The Israeli delegation, led by National Security Advisor Meir Ben Shabbat Oe, met with Bolton and other unnamed officials in the White House, according to the Ravid, to discuss possible Iranian plans, the plans for Iran. Israeli officials told Ravid that they understood that, in quote, intelligence gathered by the Mossad intelligence agency was part of the reason for Bolton's announcement. What Ravid official sources told him reveals, however, that what the Israelis provided to Bolton was not really new intelligence at all. It consisted of several scenarios for what the Iranians might be planning, according to one Israeli official. That's Israel instigating. This is between the United States and Iran. It is still unclear as to what the Iranians are trying to do and how they are planning to do it, the Israeli official told Ravid. But it is clear to us that the Iranian temperature is on the rise as a result of the growing U.S. pressure campaign against them. That's what it is. And who orchestrated that? Our fucking masters over in Israel. The controllers of the fucking corporation, the aristocracy. And they are considering retaliating against U.S. interest in the Gulf. The revelation explains the lack of evidence of either genuine U.S. intelligence reporting or proper assessment to support Bolton's statement. And this is Iraq over. This is Iraq too. Bolton in his, in an old hand at, hmm, is an old hand at using allegedly damning intelligence, yellowcake uranium, on Iran to advance a plan of aggressive U.S. war. In 2003 to 2004, he leaked satellite photographs of specific sites in Iran, a parchment military complex, to the press, claiming those images provided evidence of covert Iranian nuclear weapons related experiments. We're going to have some yellowcake uranium yet, people, even though they showed nothing of the sort. He then tried to pressure International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Mohammed El Baradil to insist on an inspection of the sites. When El Baradil finally relented, he found nothing in the inspection to support Bolton's claim. And that's exactly what happened in Iraq. They went to the inspectors over there. The inspectors found nothing. And then they came up with some yellowcake uranium. They came from Africa. And then it wasn't real. It was a fucking lie. So they just think they can do this over and over again, and we'll just keep sending our kids into the meat grinder as we become more fucking impoverished and more fucking enslaved. Bolton's deceptive maneuver. Go ahead.
This was planned a long time ago, man. This didn't just happen last week. This happened as soon as Trump was elected.
You goddamn right. This is why he was elected. Bolton's deceptive maneuver has the effect of increasing the range of contingencies that would trigger a U.S. strike on Iran and represent a major advance toward his long-declared intention to attack it. I mean, it's telling you, that this is the intent. I see some yellowcake uranium coming, I swear to you people. More alarmingly, however, some media outlets have reported his claim without any serious questioning. Of course they have, because they're all fucking owned by the fucking kikes over in Israel. Given the violent struggles in Iraq, here we go, Yemen, Syria, and it's Israel itself, what struggles in Israel? What struggles? They have some bottle rockets get shot at them and they blow up fucking, whole buildings and whole blocks of buildings with fucking pregnant women and little children in it. They sit on the Gaza Strip in chairs and shoot little babies in the fucking diaper and shoot their moms. That kind of conflict? Bolton and Netanyahu government will be able to portray an incident as an attack by the Shiite militias, the Houthis and Hamas on Israel. Saudi or U.S. interests, just as Bolton and Pompeo did last fall. That, in turn, would offer an opportunity for urging Trump to approve a strike against one or more of Iran. Like the Trump approves anything. Jared Kushner will order the fucking strike. He will go tell that fucking little pimp, fucking Trump, that fucking fork-tongued little pimp, he'll go tell him what to fucking write on the piece of paper and sign it. Against one or more Iranian military targets. Even more alarming is that both Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan and new sitcom Commander General Kenneth McKenzie have signed up for the Bolton Initiative. Oh, never got everybody in place, did the hire and the fire and got everybody in place. Time for the war, people. Ready for another $1 trillion to conquer another country for fucking your Zionist masters? You ready to say, you red hats, you may be the first to say, I hope your kids are the first to fucking die. I hope they're the first ones to get the fucking, to get blowed up by a IED. I hope they're the first ones to fucking die, you dirty, rotten, fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers. That means that the Pentagon and military leaders can no longer be counted on to oppose such a war. It's common, people. They couldn't pull it off. This is a desperate fucking move, because this is going to involve, when you attack Iran, you're fucking, that's a fucking Russian protectorate and a Chinese protectorate, and you're fucking with China at the same fucking time. They need a world war. It's time for World War III, because the people of America are fucking the largest army on planet Earth, and they're getting ready to clean the fucking shit out. Plain and simple.
They're going to use this, Henry, to do a bunch of other shit, too. This is going to be cover for all kinds of other crap that's going to happen that's got nothing to do with war, like Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to start pulling his little bullshit now because we got a war coming and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, people of the world, and there are people listening all over this fucking world, what I'm saying right now through fucking, I mean, They don't let them have a license. I mean, they have to sneak to do it, and they have to have, like, sneaky stations and sneaky broadcasts. People of the world, they cannot have a war if we refuse to kill each other. I'll tell you that right now. How about let's kill them? Let's kill the fucking misery makers. Let's get rid of them once and for all. And then we can have a fucking world at peace. Wouldn't that be something? You could actually live your life. You could enjoy life instead of life being made a misery every fucking day by these fucking sick son of a bitchin' pedophilic pricks. That means that the Pentagon and the military leaders can no longer be counted on to oppose such a war as they did in 2007 when Vice President Dick Cheney pushed unsuccessfully for a plan to retaliate against a future Iraqi militia attack on the U.S. See, they're blending it right with that. This is exactly what the Bolton and company did in fucking Iraq. And they're just going to do it again right now, right in your face. Well, you can decide whether you're gonna play this game or not. We need to fight. We need a war. We need a war real bad. We need a war to recapture our Bill of Rights. Period. And get rid of these fucking corporate warmongering scum once and for fucking all. To have them all hanging in the public square. Clear up to the fucking Rothschilds. Every fucking one of them. The United States is in danger of falling for yet another war ruse. See, I'm just a fucking hillbilly up here in Oregon. This stuff ain't fucking fooling me a bit. Who are you talking to? You think you can put a tight angle camera on a few red-hatted fucking Masonic retards, Trump tards, and say, oh, it was war, wave that. I bet the plastic flags are already here the plastic U.S. flags already here on a ship from China, ready for them to start waving them. Boy, are we going to become American when we go to attack for the fucking Jews, for the conquest of Zion. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, the last statement, the United States is in danger of falling for yet another war. This ain't fucking science. I mean, this is plain as the nose on your goddamn face. Same fucking actors. Bolton. All we need's a little yellow cake uranium fucking rumor and bam. You gonna do it? Or when they go to do it, are you going to do them? That's the only question, and that is the word from the trenches.